Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So I just got back from the most amazing weekend. I've got this group of college friends that are just some of the most amazing people on the planet. The most fun I've probably ever had in my life were the 4 years that I spent at school. And we really haven't gotten together in about 4 years. And we used to do it on an annual basis. And for whatever reason, we just let it go. And so I just decided that I was going to be the catalyst to bring everybody together. So I just got on the phone. I started sending texts and emails and got everybody together and agreed to a weekend. Found the point where there was a game that weekend. So we went to a football game and we just built this thing. And I got a few other people involved for help with planning and logistics. And they did an incredible job. But we got close to 25 of us together. And these are people that, you know, we were in school, some of them close to 30 years since we've graduated. And so just to see how everybody is doing and to catch up with people, it's just priceless. It's such an amazing experience. And so I look at it and I say, you know, life is so fleeting, right? Even one of my very good friends, my college roommate, ended up in the hospital, got a quadruple bypass, right? We almost lost him. And you think about things like that. Right? We're not getting any younger. None of us are. And we have to take those opportunities. As I suggested before, the happiest people are those with the strongest relationships. And if you have these amazing relationships and you know these incredible people and you're not taking advantage of it by going to see them and staying in touch and just coming together, then shame on you for not doing it, right? And some people will say, oh, wait, I'm going to wait for somebody else to do it. Stop waiting for other people to make it happen and make it happen yourself. And if that means you picking up the phone, if that means you coordinating, if it means you, you know, coaxing people to come and show up, then do it. Because it's an important thing, because it will make you much happier and it will recharge your batteries. I mean, I see, you know, there's a handful of people that are going through difficult times in life and, you know, they're having difficult day-to-day, you know, their day-to-day existence is just tough. You know, maybe it's a marital issue or a business issue or family issue, but they're all out there and we all have them. But somehow when they come together, everything falls away and they revert to a time in their lives when it was just carefree, happy, and fun, and they get to relive that. And what that does is it just recharges your batteries and it lets you go back to life with a whole new perspective. So sometimes it's good to break up the monotony. Sometimes it's great to go back and see people that you haven't seen for a while and rekindle those relationships. And if it's not happening for you, you can make it happen. But the other thing that drives me crazy is this idea of standing on ceremony. So there was one guy in particular who, you know, is a good friend of ours and just in a weird place in life, I guess. But he was supposed to come and we were all psyched to see him. And we're at the game tailgating and I realize he's not there. So I pick up the phone and call him and said, ask him what was going on. And he gave me some story about work of things that he had to do. And I thought to myself, how sad is it? You know, here's a guy that, you know, was a big part of our group. Is a wonderful guy, and he's by himself and he's miserable, and he has an opportunity to come together and have this amazing event. And by the way, he lives in town, so a lot of people flew in from all over the country. You know, it was a 10-minute drive for him, and he couldn't do it. And I look at that and I say, why? It's kind of the same thing with family members that are holding a grudge against someone else and stay away or don't get involved in family activities because there's some personal issue that they have with somebody. Enough. The person that you're damaging, by the way, is yourself. You know, when you live with this toxicity in your life and the negativity in your life, you know, you're holding a grudge against people. It's probably not affecting them as much as it's affecting you. So do something about it. And I just think it's an important piece. You just never know. You don't know when your last day on the planet or when anyone else's last day on the planet is going to be. Got to take advantage of the opportunities. And if you really want to be a much happier person, connect with people that are important to you, or connect with people that make you feel good about yourself, that you love to be with. And if it means reliving a part of your life in the past and just reminiscing about old times and having a great time, you'll do it. And the very act of doing that for an afternoon, an evening, or a weekend can just change you, can make things better for you. It can provide a fresh perspective, and it can ultimately just recharge your battery so you can go back to your life and looking at things from a different perspective, as a happier person, as a better, someone that's better adjusted. So the piece of advice I'm going to leave you with is very simple. If you haven't picked up the phone and gotten your friends together or close family together in a long time, be the catalyst to make it happen. Don't wait. Do it now. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com. And from there, you can click on other links to iTunes, to Apple, to Spotify, where you can pull on the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. But for today and for this week, think about those people that are important to you. Think about the ones you haven't seen in a while, and you be the catalyst to bring them together. Pick up the phone, send an email, send a text, make it happen, but be the one to reach out. It's such an incredible experience to reunite with wonderful people. Take advantage of it. It'll enhance your life, it'll enhance their lives, and it may just give you a new outlook overall.